Away Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Away Island. That's patreon.com/Away Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus extra exclusive stories just for patrons. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Away Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Away Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It's in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you, as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Away Island. Our story today is Dirt Mountain. Dreven the dump truck awoke to the gentle hum of the garage door opening. He stretched his tires and smiled, wondering what the crew would do today. The little dump truck anticipated another day of exciting construction projects. The crew had finished their last project, so he guessed that today would bring something new. Dreven couldn't wait to find out what it was. With a slight rattle, the garage door rolled up, section by section, and Dreven's driver made her way inside. Dreven peered out into the construction yard. It was peaceful and quiet. No one was there yet. The little dump truck grinned. He loved being the first one out. The driver turned the key, and Dreven's engine rumbled to life. Dreven happily rolled out of the garage and patiently waited to see if any other vehicles would be joining him today. He didn't have to wait very long. The construction yard slowly came to life as Ellie, the excavator's garage door creaked open, revealing the cheerful excavator. She greeted Draven with a friendly beep of her horn. Draven grinned broadly. He was looking forward to working with Ellie. Draven figured that she might be gearing up to dig something interesting today, and he couldn't wait to play his part in moving whatever it was with his spacious truck bed. Just then, the contractor approached the pair of vehicles. He began giving instructions to Ellie and Draven's drivers. "Today you have a special project," said the contractor, "and I need you to finish it today. There is a humongous mountain of dirt that needs to be moved." The contractor gestured at Ellie's driver. "As usual, you'll scoop the dirt," he said. Then he flipped open his tablet and programmed some directions in it. "And the dump truck will move it here." "Got it?" the contractor asked. The drivers nodded in understanding. Draven felt a sense of pride and excitement, knowing he would be working on an important job alongside Ellie. "Good," said the contractor. "Now where is the other dump truck?" "Other dump truck?" wondered Draven. As if on cue, another garage door rumbled open, and Dory Dump Truck rolled out. "Good morning, Draven." "Good morning, Ellie," greeted Dory. "Hi, Dory," said Ellie. "Oh, hello, Dory," said Draven. Draven liked Dory, but, well, he had initially thought he would tackle moving the dirt solo, and the arrival of another dump truck left him feeling a bit insecure. Questions raced through his mind. Did they think he was too slow? Was he not strong enough? Draven wanted to prove to himself and to the others that he could do the job independently. "You know, Dory, I don't need any help today. I can handle moving the dirt all by myself," Draven said defensively. Dory seemed a bit taken aback. "Well, I don't mind helping, Draven," she said. "Besides, working together makes the work go by faster," added Ellie. "I guess so," said Draven, letting out a little harumph. "I'm ready to get going." Noting Draven's frown, Ellie gave Dory a sympathetic smile and said, "Okay, let's go." With that, the three construction vehicles turned and rumbled onto the road. As they rolled along, a mound of dirt appeared on the horizon. "That's not too bad," Draven said as they approached. "Yes, I can definitely handle all this by myself." Draven felt proud of his independence, and he wanted everyone to know it. "I don't know, Draven. It seems pretty big from here," said Ellie. "Just watch, you'll see," boasted Draven. The construction vehicles continued to drive along the road, and as they approached the mound of dirt, Draven's confidence began to waver. The closer they got to the dirt pile, the larger and larger it seemed. Draven's gas tank fluttered nervously. Could he really move all this dirt by himself in one day? Ellie noticed Draven's hesitation. She sidled up next to him and said, "I know you like to do things all by yourself, Draven, but accepting help from others doesn't mean you're not capable in your own right." Dory rolled up on Draven's other side. "That's right. We can work together to get our job done. That's what makes us a great team," encouraged Dory. Draven looked at the mountain of dirt stretching up towards the sky. It really was too big for him to move on his own. "Okay, Ellie. Dory, let's work together," said Draven. "Boy, this is a massive amount of dirt," he added. "Let's take some deep dragon breaths before we start, so we don't feel so overwhelmed," suggested Dory. "Great idea," agreed Ellie. Together, the three construction vehicles took a deep dragon breath in and out. As they focused on their determination, they took a second deep dragon breath in and out. And started to feel more calm. After a third deep dragon breath, in and out, the task of moving that much dirt didn't seem so daunting. "Thanks for the suggestion, Dory. I feel a lot better now," said Treven. "Are we ready to start?" "Yes, let's go," cheered Ellie. Ellie rolled up to the mound and dug her scoop into the dirt. As she lifted it up, 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 Treven hurried over. The dirt cascaded into his bed like a waterfall. Before long, Dreven's bed was full. He rumbled away, and Ellie plunged her scoop into the mound, ready to fill up another dump truck. This time, Dory scurried over. The dirt flowed from Ellie's scoop into Dory's bed with a whoosh. Scoop after scoop poured into Dory's bed until the dirt spilled over the sides of her bed. She was full. Dory happily drove away. On the road, she met Dreven, heading back to get even more dirt. Dreven bounced along the dirt road, feeling light with an empty truck bed. He gave Dory a friendly beep as he passed by. Dreven rolled right up to Ellie, ready for another load. Ellie smiled. "Phew, I could use help from another excavator. You two are so efficient that I barely get a rest." Ellie dropped her scoop into the dirt and began filling Dreven's bed again. Throughout the day, except for a break for lunch, the team worked to move that mountain of dirt. Every time Dory and Dreven approached, the old mound was a little smaller, and the new mound grew taller and wider. With Dory and Dreven both moving dirt back and forth, the day went by quickly. Late that afternoon, Dreven backed up to the new pile and gently tipped his bed. Dirt slid out with a whoosh and onto the ground. He looked down the road and noticed Dory followed by Ellie. Dreven knew what that meant. They were done. Dory backed up to the mound while Dreven drove away from it. His tailgate clanked as the bed rolled back into place. Ellie grinned. "We did it," she cheered. "I don't know about you two, but I'm ready for a rest." Dory yawned as she rolled away from the new mound of dirt. Dreven yawned too. He felt tired after moving all the dirt. They had all worked hard. Off in the distance came the sound of a familiar horn, calling them back to their cozy garages. It was time to sleep. Dreven slowly rolled into his garage. His driver climbed out and made sure the little dump truck was safe and sound before leaving the garage. Dreven sighed happily. He began to think about all he was grateful for. Dreven squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Dreven felt grateful. The team had finished their work together. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. settled his tires into his spot. Draven also felt grateful that he had accepted Dory's help. He felt especially grateful to be part of such a fantastic crew. He felt proud of the work they had done today. Draven took one last deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted and he fell asleep, dreaming of helping and being helped by his friends on future projects. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.